to the people who are calling us names. I can feel the sun.
Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Brian, and today is Friday, November 18th, 2022, and this is episode 243 of the Lots Project podcast, a daily look inside our journey to live outside the systems of control. And today's episode title is Mailing It In. Going to talk about the mail on Friday, and we finalized our mailbox yesterday, so I just thought it'd be a great idea to talk on the Freestyle Friday about what we, what we did yesterday, everything we got done, and then what the weekend has in store, and then hopefully, round out this Friday show and get headed into the weekend. Crazy stuff outside earlier. Hey, good morning, Josh. How's it going over in YouTube world? Josh has seen this place. About 100-yard swath, though. No, maybe 50-yard swath of the trees next to our site, in between the sites, like the hedgerow in between, all scorched out this morning, smoldering. I don't know what happened. I don't know if it came from a campfire next door, some ashes, or what happened. But, yeah, it's all scorched on the ground, so Corey's out there making sure nothing's spreading or anything. It was weird. She took dogs out, was walking along the path, and she looks over and it was just all black. And she's like, hey, what's going on over here? I don't know what happened. We will find out when the sun comes up. But for now, everything's good. Corey is out on patrol and I am here to do the show with you. And we're going to start with that feature item of the day. Feature item of the day today is the Skinners 2.0 shoe socks. Someone lit a whoopsie. Yeah, I don't know. I'm hoping it's not from us. I know I had some old wood stove ashes that were sitting in a can outside for the whole day. So I don't know if something whipped out of there and sparked something off. I wouldn't have think it's been that much of a tinderbox after the rain we've gotten over the last couple weeks, but you never know. I don't know. We will have to lock that down. Give the property owner a buzz here after the show when the lights come on and it's not sleep o'clock here. We are odd people that get up this early, I think. I think she's getting ready to head off to work, so I don't want to bother her. Yeah, we will see. Interesting. Makes you think for sure. But the Skinner 2.0 shoe socks is my feature item of the day. I got a link in the show notes and all the descriptions that you can find them on Amazon. The shoe socks that we decided to get, they are a sock. They have the 2.0 version, the Skinner 2.0. There were Skinners, and now there's Skinner 2.0s. And it's weird. Like Josh says, it's rained a bunch. I guess someone had a campfire and got out of hand in a wind gust. It's interesting because it's just the two of us over here and it's just isolated to right here. So it was one of us. If it was me, I holy shit, I thought I was being conscious and safe, but if I wasn't, we will see. So the Skinner 2.0s are the second version of the Skinners. They're a sock. It has a rubberized or polymer bottom, so that basically it's like wearing socks and, you can go outside and you don't get punctured in the ground. You lose that grounding aspect but it's foot protection. It's a quick slip on and in and out. I think it'll be great for mornings when it's chilly. Throw them on to be able to let the dogs out so you're not racing against the ground contact, taking three dogs out when it's super cold. The 2.0s, through the research we did, they designed them with a wider toe box, with a wider foot space. So that your foot isn't crunched in. That's one of the issues that we found going down the rabbit hole of barefoot living and barefoot shoes, is that normal shoes that they're going to put you in are not wide enough for your feet. They're not long enough for your feet. The toe box is not wide enough, and it crunches your foot. A person's foot is not supposed to look like this. If you're looking at the, supposed to look like this. It's supposed to be up. Fred Flintstone feet. You know, all those people that used to make fun of the people with the big Fred Flintstone flat feet that are all wide and spread out. Yeah, that's what they're supposed to look like. It's amazing, since I've taken my shoes off all the time, watching my feet spread out, watching my toes spread out. My whole life, I've had these big knobs on my big toe knuckles that, everything good? I had these big knots on my toe knuckles, and I was always told they were calcium deposits, they were this or that. Well, this weird thing is, I've had my shoes off for a couple of months now, and those things are getting smaller. And yesterday I looked down and I went, oh, it's because I can put my toe all the way down flat. It's not a calcium deposit. It's my knuckle bent all up and cracked. And so, yeah, interesting. So, yeah, look at your shoes. Make sure they're big enough. I'm guessing they're not the right size. I actually went through a weird experience earlier in my life where I had a lot of trouble wearing steel-toed boots. I got jobs in factories and this and that, and I'd wear steel-toed boots. I'd put them on, and my toes would hurt. It just wouldn't work. I was buying my shoes at the shoe store. Guys would come out. They'd use that little measury thing. They put your foot in. You'd stand up straight, and they'd slide the thing to your toe, and that's how they'd measure your shoe. Yeah, that's bullshit. The first shoe adventure I went in down was actually buying work boots. And finally buying work boots that were comfortable enough for me to stand wearing all day. And the guy, I don't want sandals, Mike, over there, Philippine nomad. I don't need sandals. There's no point. If I'm going to be barefoot, I guess, for the sole cover. But yeah, they just, that's not my style. Looking down into them, that's just not what I wanted. The Birkenstocks will form to your foot, and it clamps onto your foot. That's the thing. If you got them on tight enough, they're squeezing your foot in from the sides. But anyway, I mean, Birkenstocks are great. Go ahead. That's just not something that I want. That's not the style we went with. We considered everything. We've been looking at this for the last 4 months or so on what shoes to get. We kind of went down every road. And so anyway, I finally went and got fitted when the Red Wing truck, Red Wing boots, I don't know, they're from Minnesota, so I don't know if that's a local thing. I'm guessing it's a national wide thing. It's a pretty big brand, but they're made up in Minnesota. So we had like the Red Wing truck, kind of like the Snap-on tool truck, would roll into our business. Very smart, because we all got a boot stipend every 6 months or 12 months or whatever. He would just roll in, so you could get your boots there. He took the stipends and just took checks from the business. It was a perfect thing. Weird. He showed up like about the time everybody's stuff reset. Interesting. But this gentleman ended up by measuring my shoes, getting my shoe size by where my foot bent and how it laid. So he actually did functional measurement where my foot would be bending and where my toes would be rubbing, and said, man, you've been wearing shoes that are like two sizes too small. Have you been buying these your whole time that you've been buying boots? I'm like, yeah. He's like, try this. He got me a wider boot. I think it was a size and a half bigger, and I've never gone back as far as work boots. Okay, Josh says Red Wings all over, but you have to go to a major city around there to find them. Yeah, I didn't know. They started in Red Wing, Minnesota. So Red Wing, Minnesota, excuse me. He resized me and dropped some knowledge on me. And holy shit, it changed my life. I started buying boots that were the size that he recommended. At this point, I'm an adult. I figured I wasn't going to grow shoes anymore. So I started just going to the Red Wing store when I wasn't any longer working where that truck came, and buying those boots that size and getting fitted that size for boots. Man, it was night and day difference. Think about it. When you were a kid, did you go to Payless and the guy was just like, hey, what size shoes do you wear? Or did your mom put shoes on you and push the toe and go, these are big enough. There's plenty of room to grow. Yeah, maybe we should have paid attention to the thing that helps you get around and you got to stand on for your whole life. And it could cause major, major physiological damages and pain. Maybe we ought to think about going down the road of keeping that more natural and helping your body feel great. Maybe that has something to do with knee, hip, joint problems, back problems, neck problems, shoulder problems. As I'm finding out, my body is really, really changing as I'm spending time barefoot. And before anybody's like, oh, you need shoes for this or this or this or that, how long before they put shoes on their feet? And when they did put shoes on their feet, did they put a sole covering? What did they use? What did they use? So I don't know. Your decision to make, your path to go, and your threads to pull and rabbit holes to dive down. Just something to think about. But I've seen extreme changes in my physical being, how I feel physically. I'm less sore. My shoulders aren't sore when I go for barefoot walks. And this is a lot of reflexology, I think. But my posture is better, but my shoulders will tingle and they'll loosen up as I walk on different surfaces. And yeah, my back's better. My shoulders are better. My neck doesn't hurt. My hips don't hurt. My knees hurt after I wear shoes for a decent period of time. So I don't know. Yeah, the Red Wings do have a huge price point. That is very true, Josh. He said the great things about their warranty, but never tried them. You got to have the need for them, I think. I did a pair of Irish setters, and actually I'll probably end up doing those as a feature item of the day, but I did a pair of Irish setters that they were a pull-on, like cowboy style boots. That were chemical resistant and also had extra coating on the toes and the sides. They were the best boots that I have found in a long time, and they were the one of the few that would hold up to the petroleum industry. So I really went down that road. If you're looking for them and you want to search for them, they're called the Crosby model from Irish Setter, which is a subsidiary of Red Wing. So. But yeah, those were great. And the Red Wings lasted, and yes, their customer service is great and they're high quality, but yeah, you're going to spend. And like everything, you get what you pay for. Putting on a pair of work boots, steel toe work boots you get from Walmart compared to putting on a pair of Red Wings, and then even putting on a pair of higher end, because there's way higher end than Red Wing too. It's just night and day. It's all a matter of what you can afford and what you need out of it. Like if it's a pair that you go and you wear on a weekend every once in a while when you go to work on something, man, go to Walmart, pick up a $40 pair. You're in them for like 6 hours a week. But I was at that point and different points in my life, I was in these things probably 80 to 90 hours a week. And by the time I drove back and forth, wore them, this and that, it was worth the $200, $250 for me to be comfortable every day. So that's where we went. Anyway, let's get off that top feature thing. We're here at 15 minutes, kind of went down a barefoot path and a boot path. So it's Freestyle Friday. We do what we want. What did we do yesterday? Corey and I went on a big, long walk down to the lake, the other end again, down that road. It's nice having her on vacation because we can just take off. And during the week, there isn't a lot of people around. I think we ran into the farm dog that roams the area here. And that was about it. Took that walk. It was great. We messed around with doing a few barefoot walk videos together. We're going to start trying to integrate into Grounded Souls together since we are on this barefoot thing together. And then I'm going to start taking over a lot of the day-to-day content that she has, she's been doing. And she's going to be doing probably one major video a week. And same thing with the dogs. I'm going to try to roll into taking her content or her content that she gets on her phone and do daily maintenance. And then she's going to do one or two major posts a week. I think that's the way we're going to go. She's super busy and I have the time. Well, I can make the time. I could dedicate the time to that. My schedule is still trying to come into focus and see what is the most efficient and how much to do every day and how to split it out. So Josh says, I think there's situations in modern life that need shoes or boots. Yes, I too agree. That's why I have three pairs of barefoot shoes and / socks on the way here. But your body isn't built so not have feet be feet. I'm barefoot or in socks whenever I can. I'm guessing he's saying that we need our feet to be feet. Yeah. Yeah. And modern shoes are not meant to do that. So, yeah, I do wholeheartedly agree that there are plenty of situations that you need to wear shoes, using equipment, using stuff that wasn't around when we developed, things like that. Yes, there is protection issues. There is comfort issues. There is cold weather. There are definitely situations where you need shoes and you need foot protection, but, if you can get them off and you have the opportunity, do it and spend as much time as you can, at least a little time every day, go out and stand in the ground and be barefoot and connect with the earth and maybe exchange a little electrical charge back and forth. After our walks, we took family pictures yesterday. We took a picture of Corey and I and the dogs. And we videoed it. I'm putting together a video. Hopefully it'll be up today. By the end of the weekend, I have to imagine for sure. But how we get photos. Who took the picture? No one did. It was me, Corey, and the three dogs. We got a couple of decent pictures. Probably could have been a little better, but it worked. It worked. And I'll edit that video up and get that up on YouTube and all the other places and throw out links when that's done. But that was fun. Got some pictures done. Got some pictures for socials and also for a Christmas card. Corey's mom always sends out Christmas cards with all the family pictures on it and asked for us for a picture. And so we had to get her one. And this is how we do it. So you'll get to see that process. And then after that, Corey and I were going to spend some wonderful time outside. We were sitting outside. It was really gorgeous. It was sunny, really comfortable temperature. And we're sitting outside the camper. The dogs are inside. And all of a sudden we hear heaving and heaving and heaving. Corey takes off and runs inside. And I hear her just not real happy. Oh, one of the boys puked everywhere. Want a St. Bernard? They have awesome stomachs, and man, I think they were excited. They came in and just drank a shitload of water and then just decided to barf it up all over the bed. One thing about dogs, and I think anybody that has a dog, they don't like to puke on hardwood floors where you can clean it up easy. They like to find something that's soft and will make it splatter all over them. I think it's just more comfortable for them, but it's every dog I've ever had won't puke or poop on the hard surface. So, yeah, we ended up having laundry yesterday, which was supposed to be beginning of the week. I was going to go to the laundromat, do the blankets that were on their bed, and guess where they decided to make a mess. So we stripped that off, had to do that by hand because I wasn't going to the laundromat yesterday. We washed, Corey washed up a couple blankets that we needed washed. Not all of them, just enough to get by. And then we hung them up. And the sun went behind the clouds and it got cloudy and it didn't blow the wind. And so we have a bunch of wet blankets that we're trying to get dry. Thanks. Thanks, dogs. Thanks, dogs. Way to change the course of a day. But anyway, I had to go up and get water before we hooked up the clotheslines and stuff to the truck. As I'm sitting up there getting water, the father of the lady that runs the place, so she's probably my age in her, I don't know, 40s, 50s, I don't know, 60s, who knows? I'm horrible at that. After they're over 21, I never cared how old they were when I was bartending, and I still don't. I don't give a shit how old they are. But anyway, he is, he's probably up in his 80s. He lives on the way back side of the property, but I see him pouncing around in his truck every day and hanging out, and I was up getting water, and he swung over, and we had an awesome, thanks, Josh. Hey, Corey, Josh says wet blankets can help put out ground fires. Jesus. Yeah, so old man came over and we had an awesome conversation. He was super cool. It takes like 20 minutes ish or more to fill my tank, depending on water pressure. And I just sat there and hung out with him. Man, yeah, laughing and having fun. I had a great chat with him, so that was great. And then we just hung out the rest of the night, watched some movies. Corey's on vacation, like I said, so we're spending some time. I still have things to do. I'm trying to get stuff done during the day too, but I'm spending that time with her because that's most important, is spending time with my wife. Yeah, so let's move on. The topic of the day kind of wraps into the other thing that we focused on yesterday. Mailboxes America. We actually have a mailing address now. It's not here in Texas. It's actually in South Dakota. We signed up for Mailboxes America. One of their plans to have a personal mailbox there. This now allows us to have an address to change our banking information, to have vehicle registrations, insurance, and soon, as soon as we can spend a night there, we will be able to have residency in South Dakota. So I've mentioned this before. I just wanted to say that yesterday, I submitted the paperwork, or actually I went to submit the paperwork and it asked for credit card information. It basically looked like an intake form that if I hadn't signed up for or at all. So I had signed up online. I filled all their information online and submitted my credit card. It processed the card. I know it was on the bank statement. And then they sent me this stuff that I had to fill out. It's basically like authorizing them to handle my mail, to forward it to me, to open it if I asked them to, blah, 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 all this stuff. But at the bottom, it had credit card information. It's like, well, maybe they need it on file, this or that. So I call them, I look at the website and saw that they opened it at 9, so 9:02, I was like, I don't want to have to wait on hold. I call them, I'm sitting here on hold, I'm listening to the music, and it was one of those things where, like, I don't even know, I was listening to the song, they had this really funny song on their hold music, I was listening to that, I was waiting, and doing some other stuff on the computer, and I looked down, and it had been like 7 minutes, and it kept saying that there was a line in front of me. I'm like, this is really weird. Is this a holiday or something? So I go and look on the website, and yeah, it was 9 Mountain, not 9 Central. So I was basically on hold, and they weren't even open. So that was fun. I hung up. I called back at 9, and wow, customer service was great when there's actually somebody there. Super nice lady I talked to, and got that all figured out. I scanned all the copies and all the documentation that I needed, sent it off to her. And she's like, yeah, it's going to be 2 to 3 business days, probably before you, you'll have your address, this and that. And then this is the process you take afterwards. It was like 4 hours. I got an email and, yeah, we have our own mailbox now. We actually have a registered address in South Dakota. We have a physical address there. It is a campground. We are able to stay there, and yeah, it's our home base. And as long as we plan on returning to South Dakota at some point at the end of our journey, we are able to get a residency there after one night stay. So that's the plan. That's the plan. So I have to start next week. I have to start changing all my billing addresses to there. And that signals to insurance companies that we are going on the road full time, and then they will be able to quote me vehicle insurance, full-time RV insurance, hopefully fire insurance. you okay? And yeah. So that's all set up. I'm excited for that. And yeah, it was an easy process. If you're looking to go down this road, if you're a full-time RVer that started listening and you're wondering how you do mail, definitely check out Mailboxes America. There are several mail forwarding services that will work. This one was the one that we chose that's going to work for us. There are various reasons for that. And I don't have time to spin down into those, and I don't have them listed in front of me anyway. Yeah. It's Friday, guys. I got some stuff to deal with outside. I got to figure this out. We're going to keep an eye on this stuff next to our house and make sure everything's good. And yeah, so I think I'm going to wrap it up here. Telegram chat, I got to ask the question of the day. It's Friday. It's pretty easy. It's standard question Friday. What do you got planned for the weekend? Head on over to Lots Chat at t.me/lotschat. t.me/lotschat. I'm going to post this question up here in a little bit. And yeah, answer the question. Stick around for everyone else's answers and join the conversation. Man, we got great communities and they overlap in a bunch of different groups. We have some that are in some and a lot that are in all of them. We were launching businesses yesterday in the Two Chicks Homestead group or the Two Chicks podcast group, homeschool and farm podcast. Man, I don't even know what they ended up naming their group officially. Two Chicks Homestead podcast group on Telegram. There, all I had to do was read it. Yeah. Question of the day, Telegram group, t.me/lotschat. What do you got planned for the weekend? Let us know what you got. If you want us to hold you accountable, you don't have any plans. You're going to lay on the couch. That's cool. It's the weekend before Thanksgiving. I don't know. Do you have to go out and get your Christmas decorations up and or prep up for Thanksgiving? Or maybe you're out deer hunting, trying to put some meat in the freezer. I don't know. Let us know. And then we'll circle back on Monday and see what's going on. All right, guys, not much going on this weekend. I got a lot of content to do and a lot of hanging out with my wife because she's on vacation. And this is we'll drive through this next week. I think she's actually going to be working all week because she works at a hospital. They're open all the time, so she can kind of work as she pleases. And it's Thanksgiving and it's us. And I probably make a can of turkey soup or something. Who knows? We will see. It's coming up this week. I'll probably do episodes all week, every morning. I don't see why I need to change my schedule unless something comes up, and I will definitely let you know about that. I don't have an interview for Monday night. If anybody wants to come on and bullshit about living outside the system, be sure to reach out to me real quick. Otherwise, I will put some feelers out in my groups and see if somebody wants to come on and chat Monday night. It kind of slipped my mind. Just still getting back into this interview thing. I had three people book up real quick, and then I didn't dive down that road. I've been busy with other things, so I should probably look into that in the next couple of days, see if I can find a couple of more guests for the next few weeks. And I wish I could announce that for you now, but we'll see. To be determined. Also saw real quick that Buffalo, they moved their football game. I still follow the Bills a little bit. But they moved their football game to Detroit because I think they're supposed to get up to 6 feet of snow this weekend. 6 feet. If you're out in Buffalo, my old place, I used to hang out quite a bit, and you're going to get 6 feet of snow. Have fun with that because I know what you're doing all weekend. Oh, guys, I'm glad. No snow, no cold. Maybe a little snow. A little chilly, but it'll be all right down here in Texas. I'm glad to hang out down here and not in Minnesota this winter where it's going to get all cold. Find us at on Fireside Freedom, Lightning for Liberty, the after party, and help us get to that 1,000 subscriber giveaway here on YouTube. That's coming soon. Sorry, I'm a little distracted, guys. I got to get out of here. We're going to wrap it up for the week, and I'm going to go take care of things outside. As always, you can find me at thelostproject.com on Twitch, Telegram, YouTube, Odyssey, Rumble, Gab, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Fountain.fm, and all the other podcasts, 2.0 value for value exchange podcast players. It's been a great week of shows, guys. I appreciate you hanging out, all those views, all those shares, and all the support you guys always provide. Conversations in the chat, in the Telegram chat, all over the web. Can't say enough. You guys blow me away. Have a great weekend, and we will catch up with you on Monday.